This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
And then his birthday month, he chooses all the albums. Oh, June is Blockbuster, so it's going to be movie soundtrack. Huh? So we're going to discuss where to choose movie soundtracks.
Top Gun has to be.
Dude, Batman. Or the Batman Forever.
The original Batman. It was all by Prince.
Space Jam. Fucking love Space Jam.
Yeah, but they only have that one song.
One song.
I believe I can fly.
No, they had the song with Master P.
I guess I'll have to listen to that.
And then they have the Space Jam song, the intro. Everybody get up, it's time to slam out. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance to your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
Hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I am your host, Dave Houghton, and with me today, off her Space Jam's tour, Sarah Retallick. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
I figured we'd start that show because if we don't, we'll just keep going and talking about Space Jams. And
why not?
The original Space
Jam. Original, yes, thank you.
The second one can eat a pound of bricks.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't say a pound of dicks there.
No, I'm trying to keep this show PC. Thanks a lot, Sarah. Now we have to have a NC-17 rating.
Wah, wah. Bwah, bwah.
So another week is upon us. The matchup for the AFC and the NFCs are here.
Ugh.
Of course, we have to do a Chiefs Kingdom Swifties AFC matchup, but it is against the Baltimore Ravens, and just going to say, conspiracy, the Ravens and 49ers are there to win it.
Yes. Did you not see that post? There was a post that it was leaked on the news in Vancouver Island because, you know, the Canadians don't give a shit about American football.
Nope.
They only care about the CFL. And it was on the news.
On the news, it's real.
Right? It's just like if it's on the interweb.
That's right. Everything that we say is real.
Fact, baby.
So, if I sound different, I'm on a new mic and not in my home base. Even though I am in home, because it's like -2 out, I believe.
It's a little
wind chill
nibbly.
Negative nips. So,
yeah.
I decided to do the show from the inside where the heat is, you know. So I'm sure my dog will bark because of the mailman. One of my kids are home today, sick again. So should be a fun show. So let's get into it because we got to rewind because it feels like we're rewinding.
We
right
have
now.
A rewind, but we also still have an email that we haven't discussed.
So Shannon, thank you so much for emailing us. We appreciate it. Anybody else out there wants to email us, we will read them on air.
It might take a little bit, but we'll get there.
3 weeks to a month, but inapickpod247@gmail.com. You can email us, and we will read your email on the show. So Shannon writes to us. She goes, "Hey, Dave and Sarah, how about expanding the year-end pickles award? Like worst action on the playing field, court or ice, worst female athlete. It is hard to find women out there."
Right, but then it's just like us being like, where's female athlete? Well, there were none.
Right.
I don't know.
Worst male athlete, which I mean, we kind of covered with the worst pickle of the year. Worst non-athlete in supporting role, family or friend
Ooh,
of an athlete.
Which, that one.
If that was the case, if we did that, that would be Jackson Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Worst broadcaster, which is a good one. I really like.
That's a good one. Oh, Tony Romo.
Yeah.
God, we deserve better.
Yeah. Worst officiating, which is a good one.
Yes.
And Shannon also thinks that Chris Sale will get hurt in Atlanta, and it will be from picking peaches or shot by a hunter while out on a run in the woods, because hunting is very big in Georgia. And it is a gun-friendly state. So Shannon says, love listening to the show and look forward to more this coming year. So thank you so much for your
thank email. You. Oh, my God. That's amazing. I can absolutely picture Chris Hill getting shot in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's where he'll get shot. It won't be anywhere else.
No, of course not. It'll be somewhere weird. Yeah, like the ass. Yeah,
no, it'll be the ass.
You know, I got shot in the buttocks.
Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan.
Ice cream. So, all right. So now, after we finally rewound the email, let's rewind these stories that we have. So, Sarah, kick us off with a rewind.
Josh Giddey will not, you heard it, will not face any charges for the allegations that he had an inappropriate relationship with an underage girl.
We did get a message on our Twitter from Garth Lorgy. He's been on the show before. Mm-hmm. He goes, what a surprise. That's very white of him.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. No. If the shoe was on the other foot here and Josh Giddey was a man of color, I'm pretty sure they would beat him in the streets.
Yes.
You know? I mean, it's sad to say, but
true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Case and point. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So Josh Giddey is acquitted of having relations with the minor.
Yes. So the Newport Police Department had released a statement. After a thorough and exhausting examination, we have completed our investigation into information that was circulating on social media involving Josh Giddey. Our detectives have reviewed all the available information and were unable to corroborate any criminal activity related to Mr. Giddey. Now, though the police have legally shut the book on this case, the NBA is still, they still have him under a microscope. They are reviewing everything on their end. So I don't, it's one of those that makes me pause for a second. Like, okay, who does the NBA working for them?
Are they following him around and making sure that he doesn't go pick up girls at school?
What are you doing? I don't, what are you doing?
They're just going to have like a bunch of underage girls walk by him at the, on the court. And if he looks at them, they're like, guilty.
Yep. Like, you, the code of conduct you broke.
We know what you're doing. So I don't know.
I mean, the other part of this is that the girl's family really didn't cooperate with anything. And very much so because that looks really shitty on the parents that their underage daughter had a fake ID to go into an 18 plus club and doing this like that. So it does make sense when you stop and really dig deep as to why they were like, we're not going to cooperate. But yep, he will not face any charges. It's all said and done.
I mean, it's not a money thing then, you know, like I guess we initially thought. Right. I mean, I know when this story.
Right. We did. We were like, oh, is this a cash grab? Yeah. Right. And it's not a cash grab. It's
so
something.
Now it sounds like our second theory where it's a bummed out friend of the girl who told everybody about this.
Yes. That's what I still think is it was a friend who was like, oh, yeah, bitch. Yeah. A little jealous.
She was a little jelly.
And yep.
Yeah. She was totes gel. So.
Girls are the worst.
As the kids say. So, totes jelly, I think totes jelly.
I don't know.
I don't know. Sounds like Toe Jam, which goes back to Space Jam. So, I mean, I can believe I believe I can fly here.
Full circle. Right, so I believe I can fly was sung by R. Kelly, who
likes to pee on little girls.
There you go. All comes full circle. Thank you for another episode of IAP.
So speaking of little girls, we have another weird story. Please tell us this one.
We got details. David, we got details. We do not want these details. I do not want these details.
I don't want these details.
So according to court documents, Wanda Franco met this 14-year-old girl online. He had then taken her away from her home for 2 days. And during this time, they had, I'm going to put in my air quotes, relations twice, and started a relationship that lasted 4 months. During the last 2 months of their relationship was when he was at spring training and put a strain on the relationship, whatever. And she started seeing someone else. The text messages have been released. This was all over WhatsApp. All of this information has been released to the courts. And his last comment is what prompted her to contact a reporter. So now we now know that she is the one who contacted the media. So if you want to hold on for a second, I'm going to grab my vomit bucket because.
For real.
Yeah. So here is what Wanda Franco had written to her. Now, I do apologize. This is word for word in the quotations, but this is also a translation from Spanish to English. Okay. So it does sound a little like choppy and weird, but it's because of the translation.
Right, right.
So there was more to it, but you're just a girl and you don't know how to get along with me. That's why you failed, but I'll give you one more chance. You must be only for me. Don't look at anyone. I know you've been with someone else, but no one will know how to use you the way I want.
Ew.
Yes.
Ew. Like, I don't know how else to respond about that. Like, it's weird. Even if it's a lost in translation message, it's kind of to the point. You get the gist of it.
You get the gist of it. And it's also one of those that clearly Wanda Franco is a narcissist on top of it.
Yeah,
but
well.
It's a given. But this, I was like, bleh. And the minor has also accused her mother of having a drinking problem and cashing in on her relationship with Franco.
All right. So Wanda Franco slides into this 14-year-old girl's DMs, right? And a relationship happens, which is gross.
Yep.
I'm going to guess that the mother found out about this and was like, cha-ching. She didn't like sell her daughter like we initially thought to
right.
Franco.
She must have found out.
And she was like, I'm going to the press. Give me money. And he was like, all right, fine. Right? And
that's
then
what it seems like now.
When the 14-year-old decided to pursue other avenues and relationships, he got butthurt about it and decided to stop paying them. And because, I mean, you have a relationship with a very, very underage girl, shit hit the fan.
And it hit the fan hard and fast. He even, in the document, so now, this is 600 pages of documentation.
Right.
600 fucking pages where I'm mind blown, like out of control. But there are text messages of him discussing to her saying, my team cannot find out about us. Like I can't be with a minor.
He knows that he's wrong.
He knows that he's in the wrong.
Right.
So the fact that there are all of these text messages being released, like, oh my God, he's done. Like, we never had a question
Oh,
that he
Jesus,
was and all, but now
he's done.
he's facing up to 20 years in prison.
See, the thing with Josh Giddey, he was at a club. There was a girl that walked into the club who had a fake ID. She might have been underage. And they let her in. I mean, if you're in the same environment as a place that's an 18 plus, you assume that everybody there is 18 plus because the guys at and I'm not giving anybody any kind of green light for any of this, but
Right,
like,
no, but
you know,
this
Josh
is,
Giddey had
it's,
no idea. First
yeah.
of all, he is from another country, much like Wanda Franco. Giddey's at this club where he assumes that the people at the club are doing their job and are going to not get a 15-year-old to come in. He sees this girl, you know, they have a relationship. And obviously, the girl and her family are not pursuing anything because they're not looking for a cash grab. They're more of like, let's just get this story away from
Away
us.
from
We don't
us,
want to
yeah.
do this anymore. And then you have this Wanda Franco story where he's actively pursuing a 14-year-old girl. And then the family finds out. And then she's like, cash grab, bitches. You know?
It's
And then
so
he's like, I'm going to get in
opposite.
trouble if my team finds out. And then it's like, whoa. I mean, you want to
Yeah.
say guilty as fuck. This is
Guilty, guilty,
guilty.
guilty. This is so guilty. And like, we've been waiting to find out all of this information. We've wanted to know. When we started finding out about the mother, we were like, okay, something's not right here. And it
Right.
was confirmed that the victim, the minor, does not live with the mother. So
Right.
clearly there is some sort of issue with the mother daughter that, you know, mother found out is taking advantage of the situation, whatnot. But we wanted the details to find out how this transpired, and now we have them, and it's so much worse than we had speculated,
Yeah,
where
right.
like he was just like, let me slide into your DMs, or he drove past the middle school like after he saw a picture of her online or talked to her online. I don't know, like I can't. It's awful. Like, it's the
So
whole situation is
Franco's looking at about 20 years in prison, right?
20 years in prison.
But where would he serve time? In the
Probably in the
DR,
DR,
right?
because this is the DR that's going after him, because all of
Right.
this is happening there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, like, I mean, because none of this happened in the States, you know,
No.
right?
That's why their relationship was strained those last 2 months, because he was at spring training.
He went to work.
Yeah, he was, you know, like
Yeah.
adults do.
Yeah.
He was
And
at
she had
spring
to go do
training.
math homework.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
she, you know, met somebody in biology.
Right. You know, oh man, he's a villain.
It's fucked.
Well,
He's,
I guess
and
the
this is going to be
DR,
the year
yeah.
that this is all going to come about more so. We've been waiting,
Yeah.
but the more stuff that comes out, the more I am horrified, sick to my stomach, and just speechless.
Well, I guess the DR prison baseball team just got one hell of a player. So, hey, you know, we'll see how his stats do in the prison.
Oh
But
boy.
I could tell you if DR prison is anything like American prison, when they find out that you're a child rapist, you do not get a green light to do whatever you want there, and you are beaten mercilessly. So,
Yes.
also, if you ever watch any of those shows on like the Discovery Network where like World's Toughest Prisons or any of that, like, I mean, you know, I know I can, I've never been to prison, thank God, because I'm
Yeah,
scared
same.
shitless of prison. But I know I wouldn't fare well no matter what I did in prison. Even if I like went to jail for not paying parking tickets, I would still, I'd be in a lot of trouble. And in prison, and having this over your head, oof, boy, this is tough. This is, but you know what? This is what he fucking gets. This is what he deserves.
Seriously, legit,
He
like, this is what
deserves
he
the
gets. You
worst coming
fucking
to him ever,
shitbag.
you know.
I want to fill a sock with batteries and beat them myself.
This whole thing is sort of kind of like the Mel Hall situation. Mel Hall played for the Yankees and he played for the Cleveland Indians. And while he was with the Yankees, he had a relationship with an underage girl and he ended up moving in with the family, and the family was cool with it because he was more or less paying for it. You know, like, oh, I'll help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, taking care.
Like,
let
the family
me take
was
care
hard
of
up
roof.
For cash, you know, and they needed help. And he's like, Mel Hall's like, well, I'll move in with you, and I'll coach your kids to be, because the kids were really into baseball. The son and the daughter were really into baseball. And it was sort of towards the end of Mel Hall's playing career, and he was just like basically a coach for hire.
Yeah.
And he still had a good clip of cash. And he ended up moving in with the family and raping the daughter, and then went to jail for, I think he's still in prison. And this was in the 90s. So, I mean, you want to talk about a guy who once lived in the Trump Towers in New York and then, you know, blew his whole life away and now lives in a you know, 8x10 cell. It's amazing. So
this
is what I'm saying, though. Stories like this, stories like the Juan DeFranco story here, this is, I have no trouble saying that they get what they deserve.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he gets the shit kicked out of him every day in prison, he totally deserves
that.
It.
Absolutely.
And I think the mother should
oh, she needs the
a serious
shit kicked out of her.
Yeah. She should
oh
go
my
to
God.
Prison for a very long time, too. I think they should do time together. You know, like, I don't know.
Turn that into a reality TV show.
Right.
Ugh.
It's gross.
I just feel like I need to drink bleach to clean out my insides of the way I feel. Like, I feel
it's just,
talking about this, reading everything.
It's such a hard story to talk about because, especially, like, I mean, for me, it's extremely hard because I have kids. And, you know, my son is 11 years old and, like, he's 3 years younger than the girl Juan DeFranco had a relationship with.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't imagine. I can't imagine being a parent and being like, I'm going to sell my kid's ass. Like,
no.
Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah.
That's wild. And it's not a cultural thing. Don't.
No.
I'm not saying that it's like, oh, because she lives in the DR, she sold her kid's ass. No. No. It
happens a lot of places around the world.
It happens everywhere. It happens all over the world. Like, I mean, let's talk about the Epstein list. You think that any of those parents benefited from their daughters going to that island? 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just, I don't want to talk about it. It's gross.
All right, yeah, let's move on because we're both like, ugh.
Yeah, my blood is cold with rage, and again, they should get whatever they deserve.
My vomit bucket is full.
So speaking about cold blood, there were a bit of a frostbite situation coming up, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
All right, so here we are with the regular news. So,
yes,
Sarah,
we are
it
in it. 15 people were hospitalized and a dozen were treated for hypothermia symptoms after that minus 30 wind chill Miami Kansas City super wild card game.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching that game and was like, why are there so many shirtless people? Like, what you doing?
Why you have to take your shirt off? Like, beer is not going to help you warm up that much.
And if you saw pictures of the beer, did you see, like, it was instantly freezing? So you couldn't even drink the beer.
Yes.
It was all foamed up at the top. Like, this game was not designed for you to take off your shirt. Not a good day for chest writing. Like, if you're doing, like, defense or whatever.
Right.
Not a good day. But, yeah, frostbite nips, faux show. 7 of the 15 were treated for hypothermia, and 3 more had frostbite. Like,
Jesus.
What are you doing? And I
Come
mean,
on.
granted, that's a very small number in comparison to the amount of people that were there, but
Right.
that just shows that these 15 people were pure genius.
Yeah. You had basically what it's saying is like, I'm sure there was a lot of idiots there. 15 people were super idiots.
Yes. And those were the 15 people I saw on TV with no shirt on.
Right.
And I was like, they're set. Just like last night. Did you see last night with Jason Kelce with no shirt on?
Yes.
Pounding beers behind Taylor
Swift. At least
Swift.
He's in the booth, though. Like,
at least,
he's in.
Right.
I know he jumped through the window and went in the stands, but like, at
right.
least like he can like run and put on like 52 layers of clothes. He's not in the elements for four quarters of football.
Right.
You know?
That was the highlight of last night,
yeah.
by the way.
Taylor Swift picked the wrong Kelce brother.
Well, Jason's married.
No, I know, but I mean, like, he's the fun one.
He's the best one.
Yeah.
Hands down, the best
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
The fact that he was pounding beers with the Bills Mafia before the game
right.
out in the parking lot, and then he's fucking off the rails, and I appreciate him
yeah.
so much.
Hey,
and
we're
I
here for a good time, not a long time.
Yep, and
right?
I fucking hate the Kansas City one, but we may not have
right.
gotten that Jason Kelce reaction if.
Right. Well, let's hope Baltimore beats them in the AFC, and then we don't have to listen to Taylor Swift anymore.
Please.
But if you're looking for new shirts, go over to iapradio.com and buy our new IAP Radio Chief Swiftie shirt. It's available for a limited time only. Check it out.
Get on it.
I'm just trying to just saturate the market of stupid shirts. And if we can get like a just a little glow of something from Swift fans, I'll take it. I'll take all that money. I don't
a little
shit.
Little glimmer of hope.
It's just a cartoon version of Taylor Swift next to a big fat guy drinking a beer. I mean, let's go.
It works perfectly.
Yeah, if you want to see the shirt, go over to our Instagram account.
Do it.
Interesting.
You should go over to our Instagram account regardless.
We're 50 people away from 1,000. Can we please get this going? Can we please
like,
get this
follow,
going?
Like, follow, share. Come on, get
come
on,
on
it.
I don't know what you guys are doing, but like, come on. Like, thanks for listening. You five people that listen every day.
Appreciate
but,
you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, let's spread the IAP thing. Jesus Christ.
Spread it like the herp.
Speaking of things that will not be spread anymore, Sports Illustrated went out of business. Sports oh. Illustrated went off and laid everybody off.
Everybody.
You know why? Because print media doesn't exist anymore.
It's dead.
It's dead. It's dead. Come on.
Sad though. Like,
yeah, it
ugh, it's so sad. That is another piece of our childhood.
Yep.
That is
gone.
Gone. And you know, I know that there is a time when your childhood fully leaves and then you're just the old man in the rocking chair discussing your childhood and the things
looking
that
out
you
the
had.
Window. Yeah.
Yeah. But for Sports Illustrated to go, I was like, oh, at least another
wild.
10 years, I thought. I don't know.
Well, this is something that like they should have just moved it to a media platform years ago.
I mean, they are on a media platform, but it doesn't have.
Yeah, but
so,
they should have got rid of the magazine.
Yeah, the problem was is they didn't end up paying their
licensing fee because
yeah.
they don't have the money because they're running all these magazines.
Yeah,
and no one buys magazines. I mean, when was the last time you think you bought a Sports Illustrated? I can actually tell you the last time.
Ooh,
I bought a Sports Illustrated because I would only buy the Sports Illustrated if it was a cool cover or something.
Yeah,
I
haven't
never
bought
had
a Sports
Illustrated
since 2018, maybe.
Yeah, I bought one. The last Sports Illustrated that I can remember buying was the COVID edition one, where it was the front was a picture of all the empty seats in a stadium. I mean, I've bought a few online of like older copies of Sports Illustrated. That's because
yeah.
I mean, you know, old Sports Illustrated's are cool. But I mean, the problem is print media isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, and we only buy them for special editions.
Right.
Like World Series, you know, because that was a big thing, the 04 World Series one. I had that one somewhere in my house.
Yeah. That
was- I think I actually have like two or three copies of that one. But that's what Sports Illustrated was there for, is for those specials.
Right.
And the swimsuit calendar. But now, yeah.
Yeah, all those poor, cold girls. They just don't have anywhere to show their bathing suits off now.
Yeah, they're not going to.
It's too bad. I mean, also, like, think about the fact that, like, all the magazines that we had as a kid are gone. Do you remember, you know, Maxim? That's gone.
Ooh.
You remember Maxim?
I know. I remember Maxim, but I didn't know it was gone.
Oh, yeah. That's been gone for years. Maxim had a music magazine called Blender that was one of my favorite. And that,
yeah,
that
I remember Blender.
That died years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, even Playboy is gone.
Yeah.
You know, and Playboy used to be like the top selling magazine out there, because once a celebrity jumped aboard and showed her bits and tibbies, I mean, people went crazy over that.
It's true. I mean,
most people read it for the articles, but I mean, some people may have looked at pictures, you know.
Do you know how to read?
No, I wanted to see the pictures. I don't know how to
read. All right, yeah. See?
Yeah, that's why I can't buy print media, because I don't know how to read. I mean, I barely know how to speak. So. All right, what else is going on in the news?
All right, Colorado Avalanche's right winger, Valerie Nichushkin, I can't make Russian names get me every time, has entered the NHL Player Association's assistance program. This is 8 months after he had missed the majority of the Avalanche's season-ending playoff run, where they lost to the Kraken. This was all for quote-unquote personal reasons. And also during that time, there was a call to his hotel room of an intoxicated woman who needed medical assistance. There was a lot of things that were going on back then.
Oh.
But again, quote unquote, personal reasons. He also had missed the game with Toronto last week and did not show up for Monday morning ice before the matchup against the Canadiens. After he had missed all these things, the coach was like, oh, he was under the weather, then boom, he entered into the program.
Now, this is his second time entering the program, right?
I believe it is his second time. It's his second time. Or this is the second Avalanche player to enter into a program.
Oh, I thought this was his second time.
Maybe it seems like there is a very long history here of things.
Right.
And it also seems very interesting that there is a history now with these Avalanche players. So what's going on in Colorado?
Maybe they just became addicted to drinking and drugs after they won the Stanley Cup?
Maybe. I guess.
Party till I die. Right? I mean, I don't know. He's an athlete and he bangs up his body a lot. And
he might need some
painkillers every once in a while. And then, I mean, that shit gets really addicting.
And it's very true.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's just like, again, sports owners and leagues and all these people don't care about you unless you're performing. So once you have like a little chink in the armor, it's like, well, fuck them.
Right.
And it's like all of a sudden you go to a downward spiral and you're shooting heroin under a bridge inside of a cardboard box, you know? And it's just like
listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. On a cassette tape that you have on your Walkman, because, you know, Your batteries just ran out, so you're actually not listening to anything.
This where I drew some blood.
Right. So, I mean, but that's the thing, though. Owners don't care.
No.
The league doesn't care. Yeah, you put someone in the assistance program, but if this is his second stint in the assistance program, well, there's going to be a time and place where the league is like, okay, now this is your third time, and what are we doing here? So this is going to be it for you. You know,
yeah.
Get clean or get out.
And I mean, I always respect these players who are like, yeah, shit, I got a problem.
Yeah, I'm not knocking the
you
players.
Know?
I think it's a great...
No.
I think it's very... It's very... I don't know the right word.
Noble?
Yeah, it's a say? Very... Yeah. To
for you to be able to recognize and have that right. self-awareness of yourself and go into a right. program.
I mean, you're going in front of like, you know, 16, 17, 18,000 people every night to play a sport that you absolutely love professionally.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you look at your life and you're like, holy shit, everything's in shambles because I'm addicted to insert drug here.
And having
like,
pain.
I gotta get clean before I get debt.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that limelight. That's why, I mean, we said it before, players have a hard time knowing when it's time to retire because you're so addicted to the season, traveling, hotels. Some people hate it. Some people
loved
can't
it.
Give it up.
And get, yeah, they always want to be on the road.
Yeah. So, did you pick your hair and then look at the ball of wax on your finger?
I had an itch and I was like, is it?
I'm only calling you out because one episode you called me out for picking my ear with a pencil.
I had an itch and I thought I cut my ear. So I was checking to see if it was bleeding, but
yeah. And then you
it's not
like
bleeding. I was like, snack time. Snack time. Yeah. It's unfortunate and you hate to see it, but I mean, kudos to him to recognize and
get in front of the problem. If it is his second time, then it's like, is this program working?
They need
for
to
you?
Be, yeah. And maybe that's the something where it's like it needs to be a little bit longer, and maybe not like the program can support, you know, an extended release program.
Right.
Mm.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens though.
Speaking of Avalanche. Well, former Avalanche players, you see Patrick Waugh.
Yeah, he
is
now
coach.
The coach. He
of the
got
Iron-
another head
yeah.
coaching job.
Yeah, he is with the Islanders, and I don't like it. I like it for him because I love him. Like,
right.
I don't like it in the Metro Division at all because, you know, the Islanders really have a lot of toxicity within their team and need some attitude adjustments. And he is that guy who will do that. He will like punch you in the throat and be like, pull your head out of your ass. So I don't like it. Cause even last night I was watching the highlights and the Islanders won. And I was like, I don't like that.
Now, he's already coaching.
He's already coaching. They fired their coach a couple days ago and they were like, bro, you hired.
Yeah
and I don't like it because, you know, my sad lonely Penguins are down towards the bottom. Islanders are somewhere in the middle there, and then you've got the husband and his Rangers up at the top, and I don't like having strength in the Metro.
Yeah, well, I mean, blech. Maybe the Penguins should do something.
Yeah, they're showing up. I mean, it's because their team is collectively the oldest team in the NHL right now.
Right.
They're all silver foxes.
I mean, if they were in the Atlantic, they'd be at least third place. If you think of it like that. You know, instead of seventh in the Metro.
It's because the Metro is so ridiculously stacked with phenomenal teams. Like, the Metro
is Hurricanes, Capitals, Devils, you know.
Yeah. It's just a stacked division. It always has been when they started realignment. And I was like, this is not okay.
Yeah. So.
What are you going to do?
All right. So, where are we? But
neurons. But I was just gonna be like, I was gonna segue and go, but
yeah, all right. So, so go ahead. Not,
whatever. We're at the biggest pickle, bitch.
No. Go ahead. I need you to segue.
I need you
to practice your segue
off a cliff.
Yeah, for the GMT show, you need to learn
practice
how to
segue. My segue off a cliff.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do. I'm the new segue guy. Oh, it was Heelys we were discussing.
Yeah, but we also discussed that the segue guy died from riding a segue.
Yeah, so me segueing means I'm
all right. So segue us off this cliff.
All right.
Who is this week's biggest pickle?
This week's biggest pickle is James Dolan.
This is a guy who needs to sell this team.
Sell everything.
10, 15 years ago.
Sell everything. just go away, sir. Like, disgusting. You need to just go. James Dolan, who has been, he has been accused of sexually assaulting a massage therapist a decade ago. Now, for those that don't know who James Dolan is, we've discussed him before on our show.
Yeah.
He is the CEO of Madison Square Garden. He owns the Knicks and the Rangers. He's a grotesque looking troll like human. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, he's very frumpy. Frumpy.
And he wears a white scarf all the time. And he's just like, and he sits like this.
Yeah, he's always angry.
Yeah, he's always angry because he has a dirty diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one wants to change his poopy pants.
No, he's like, me, change my poopy pants. This lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles by a then 23-year-old massage therapist, Kelly Croft, who met Dolan while on tour with the Eagles in 2013.
Like the Hotel California Eagles?
Yes. Huh. Yeah, not the
Philadelphia
Fly.
Ones?
No.
No, okay.
It's like the Eagles. The suit claims that Dolan had been extremely assertive and pressured Ms. Croft into unwanted sexual intercourse with him. While he was getting a massage, Dolan had pulled Ms. Croft towards him, and then when she had tried to end the massage, he then grabbed her by her hands, dragged her to a couch that was in the same room, forced her hands between his legs, and then sat her down. She was adamant about having any relations with him. She did not want them at all. However, according to the lawsuit, she was fearful of the power that this man had and losing her job on the tour, so she submitted to his advances.
Mm.
Yeah. He is also being accused in this lawsuit for setting up a meeting in a hotel room that led to her allegedly being sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, there's that.
Actually, you know, it's funny that they both have similar bodies, Harvey Weinstein and James Dolan. So
yeah, it's like almost like a penguin vibe, like the Batman, the penguin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And Croft, the alleged victim, is seeking monetary and punitive damages in the lawsuit, which she states, for years, she has been too traumatized to speak out about what had happened to her.
I can understand that. I can understand why she's traumatized. I mean, a man of his power and the wealth that he has, I mean, he could probably end her life.
Your career and life or whatever it may be in the connections, especially since she was part of a big tour.
Right.
You know, we know that she was a massage therapist and she's probably working with all of these bands and, you know, being able to travel and see the world. This was a great opportunity for her. But
especially a 23-year-old girl. I mean,
And that's
traveling with a band. I mean, granted, it's the Eagles and they're all in wheelchairs, but, you know, take it easy.
Well, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Good job. No, it's in 23, you're kind of like, oh fuck, like you go worst case scenario with everything at 23, and you're very naive on a lot of things, and you are fearful that the choices you make will, you know, affect
your future.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they did. And though she didn't speak up prior, and she, I'm sure she has traveled and, you know, stayed within her career, but, you know, what happened to her on the personal aspect of things? You know what I mean? Not on a career level. Like, if right. you're traumatized, like, that means that you are so shut off that you struggle with. And it refers to her as Ms. Croft. So she's not married or anything like that. So.
And who's to say that this 23-year-old girl who wanted to be a massage therapist after this tour and after her encounter with James Dolan, she just gave it all up because she's like, I don't yeah. want that to happen ever again. She was essentially raped.
Yeah, we don't know. Right, because she was basically convinced right. to have. And, of course, Dolan's lawyers are like, there's nothing here. Like, this is just bogus accusations. Dolan always thought that Croft was a nice girl, dot, 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 dot. And,
right.
you know, she's 33 now. So she's just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done fucking around. And he just needs to fucking sell. That's it. That's the bottom line. He needs to sell. He's such a toxic cloud over, I mean,
well, I have one thing. He is a toxic cloud over both NBA and New York City. But I have one thing. I don't know how this would look, but like, this happened 11 years ago. Okay. Now, if it was just this one encounter with each other between Miss Croft and Dolan, if Dolan comes out and says, oh, she was a really nice person, she's a good girl, you know, she was a good person, I really enjoyed her company and, you know, gave a great massage or whatever, that screams guilty to me, because he remembers her.
Man
of his wealth who had one massage from a woman 11 years ago remembers your name and remembers you? Fucking guilty.
Right. Guilty. And it couldn't have been just one encounter, because since he's being accused of setting up that
Weinstein.
Yeah. So there had to have been something else. Was he harassing her more so after the massage? Was there, you know, we don't know other things. I'm sure more documents are going to come out based off of this lawsuit.
Right.
So
I hope this is the beginning of the end for Dolan. Man. I hope that somebody finally got him. And I hope that the NBA and the NHL force him to sell.
Get him out.
I hope they force him to sell.
He's just such the negative link with both of those teams, and why those teams struggle so much on so many things.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no need for that shit to in the age and the generation and the style that we live in now, none of that stuff should ever be.
It should not be coming down from the head too.
Right.
You know, like, we discuss all this shit with players, and we're like, okay, they're young, they don't know any better, and they fuck right. up and this, that, and the other thing. But you are the CEO of MSG. Like, you own two fucking teams.
Right.
You are the face. Basically, by you acting a fool and constantly doing shit, is this how you're going to lead by example for your organizations?
Right. He's almost 70 years old. Like, he should know better.
Right. So it's like,
because he has money and power, he thinks he's above the law.
Yeah. And I hope that this is like this is where it's going to end. This is where I'm hoping it's going to end for him. Cause, you know, we've had so many other owners who were removed out of place for less more or less. Still fucked up shit, but for less. So let's get this motherfucker, bitches. Let's go.
Woo! And honestly, he's married, and you know,
he was married when this all happened.
Right, he's married when this all happens. I mean, I think he's still married to this day. I mean, his wife could start proceedings, or maybe she'll just stand behind her, because who knows if she has been,
you don't know,
brainwashed,
or assaulted in her own right. You don't. Right. That's the thing. We're gonna find out unless people get paid off. We'll find out something.
Yeah. Oh.
So we'll have to keep our eye on this.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. So that's going to do it here for our In a Pickle. Thank you so much for listening. Go over to IAPradio.com and check out all of our social media accounts. Follow, like, subscribe to all of them. Go to anywhere that you listen to your podcast and listen to this show and others, especially at the Den Network. Go to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Check out all the podcasts on that network, especially Hill, the show that we were on, the Boston Massacre show. That was such a great episode.
It was a good episode, absolutely.
Don's knowledge of everything in the
wild.
The research he puts into shit, it's like, I can't.
Limitless. I can't do that. I struggle just putting the news together and other shit, but she is, and she's so articulate, too.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
I don't have that.
She's my girl crush. I love her. She's my girl crush.
She is coming on this show, and that's going to be on Valentine's Day. We're going to do MFK with Hilton. So that's going to be fun. We got some other shows coming up. We got some more special guests coming. We'll cross that bridge. Sarah's got a new podcast coming out. That's the launch date is January 31st. Generation Mixtape. I think this is going to be a banger. I think it's going to be a good show.
I'm just going to keep singing songs off the Space Jam soundtrack.
That's it. That's all the show is.
So tune in if you want to listen to me sing songs off the Space Jam.
Sarah believes that she can fly, and I believe that she can fly. You can always follow Sarah at Daddy O Sports Cards. Check out all the cards. And follow Generation Mixtape, and follow everything. Follow
everything. We're around.
Yeah. Follow everybody on the Den Network. Support. If you want to email the show, email us at inapickpod247@gmail.com. We will eventually read your emails on the show. Eventually.
It's going
to
take us a bit.
To reach Anna's email. We apologize for that.
Yes. Sorry.
And we're not very good at doing things.
And don't forget to follow Mayday Media. Instagram handle is MaydayMedia22. Go follow them if you have an idea for a podcast and are looking for production needs. Reach out to them. They are the people to help you.
All right. So for Sarah Ray Talek, I'm Dave Houghton. We will catch you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.